Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, Christian nationalist patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, where we are broadcasting from Patriot-held territory. Lady Liberty, good morning.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning everyone out there. Welcome to Wiffle Bat Wednesday. That wasn't hard enough. Can we do it any harder?
Oh, there's more. There's more where that came from. I'll tell you that.
Okay. All right. Well, then repeated might just be the trick, is right?
Well, it's kind of a dull thud because it was loaded with sand.
Oh, okay. Right. So.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right.
Well,
so.
Yes, we've got some severe whiffling to do. And, oh, boy, you know what? I just can't even let this show get started without pointing out the biggest wiffle bat point that we've had probably, maybe since Ecuador gave us the smackdown for being immoral and godless.
Right.
I think that's really pretty bad when, you know, the Latin American countries are looking down their noses at us going, oh, they're so disgusting.
And they're right.
They are right. 'Cause check this out. It just keeps getting worse. This runaway, godless, communist pedophile train keeps getting worse. 'Cause check this out. Guatemala is investigating U.S. NGOs for child trafficking and seeks the Texas Attorney General collaboration.
Oh.
Now, so listen to this. Guatemala's Attorney General is investigating ongoing criminal claims that a number of American taxpayer-funded non-governmental organizations, NGOs, operating both inside and outside the United States are complicit in the ongoing trafficking, abuse, and disappearance of children from its nation, according to an official Guatemalan letter obtained by this columnist. And
why are we not surprised?
Right, exactly. And it says the Guatemalan government is seeking full cooperation from the state of Texas, where the accusations of abuse have been reported, government officials told SarahAcarter.com. And so, oh, man, you know what? That's it says here, the Biden admin has granted tens of billions of dollars in U.S. taxpayer money in the form of grants to NGOs working to house, feed, educate, and provide resources to illegal invaders entering
yes.
the country. The Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank in Washington, D.C., documented the astonishing cost of an open border to American taxpayers. And so here, Guatemala is stepping up to take care of a problem that America has no time to even look at.
Now, here's something interesting, too. Another component to this, they cannot even appeal to the federal government.
Right.
They have to go to the Texas Attorney General in
right.
hopes of being able to get some type of legal action moving forward.
Right. To get,
because
to get a common sense response.
Right. And so this has to be, all of these NGOs are funded through the federal government.
Right.
And I mean, they've got ties to that, including the United Nothing.
Right.
And all of these others, they're taking money from the federal government. So you can't even appeal to the federal government. You have to go to a state where, what's he going to do with it?
Right.
There's an uphill battle with an entire judicial system that is chock full of Marxists.
Exactly.
That are supporting this coup.
You know, and I just have to say that I'm going to be speaking at the Republican State Convention vying for position one, because there's four people ahead of me
right.
that have...
Out of 13.
Out of 13. So, yeah, but still, there's four people ahead of me that have said nothing about child trafficking. I wrote the bill.
I
already wrote the congressional bill last year before I was even thinking of running to stop the child trafficking.
Yes,
and
seal the border.
And seal the border.
And get
and
election
ban,
integrity
and
back.
And
yep.
ban electronic voting machines and mail-in ballots. Has any of them even looked at this? No. We have to have Guatemala give us the what for. No,
right.
that is exactly what I'm going to talk about this right here. Because this right here is when this is one of the most embarrassing moments for American history, to have Guatemala
yes.
have to step in and give us the moral smackdown. Because that is, I'm sorry, man, oh man, nobody needs to be in office more than I do right now, because
right.
this has got to stop.
Yep, absolutely. And it's they're saying we need more fighters in here. We need more conservative Freedom Caucus type of people. And they're out there. You're one of them. It's just a matter of getting you in there, getting you in front of them, getting past this slumber that the Republicans are in.
Well,
you know, I mean, because
yeah.
you look at the local Republican Party, who are, you know, vetting candidates.
Yep.
They admit we are facing serious threats to our republic.
Right.
So who's the best guy, and who do they gravitate to? A city councilman.
A city councilman pushing electronic vehicles.
Right. Who made a name for himself because he wouldn't wear a mask at the city council meetings, right?
What a joke.
Well, he really stands up for things. Well,
we never wore a mask.
We never wore a mask
anywhere.
Yeah, we actually got kicked out of a few places. But if that's the only standard, you're not going to have any problems closing the gap, because the other three people that are ahead of you are just ladder climbers. It's going to be so easy to just to pull them apart. I mean, out of 13, you're fourth, and the other three look good, or they're polished, or they have,
or they're well funded,
or the people that want them there are completely out of touch with the true threat that we are facing.
Right, exactly.
So they need, like, they're grabbed by the scruff of the neck and shaken to their senses, and well, I think you're going to do just fine.
Well,
this is
the topic I'm going to have to cover for the state convention, because I'm sorry, but even if I don't get elected, I want every single person in there to know about this subject right here.
Yeah.
This Guatemala thing is, well, God bless them. You know what? That's what I have to say. God bless Guatemala for stepping up and them being willing to put a stop to this child trafficking in our nation because
right.
of the worthless, spineless, out of touch leaders in Congress that they all need the boot.
They're trying, they're doing their best, and what we're trying to do is exhaust all of the peaceful means available to us to fix things.
That's right.
Because we're running out of options.
Yep.
One of our Patriot listeners posted on the Morning Commute Telegram channel. We've mentioned this actually quite a few times in the past, but it bears reminding, or it's worth to remind us of the Founding Fathers, who told us what to do in this situation. This is where we're at. Whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and to institute new government. This from the Declaration of Independence. We're at the point now where it is so thoroughly corrupt and it is so hostile, it is destructive to any American principles or anybody who would stand for American principles.
It's allowing children to be raped, murdered, and tossed away garbage.
Right. And nobody in the government can be held accountable. Once again, there's Mayorkas sitting there with a smug look on his face while a senator's wagging his finger at Mayorkas for not doing his job. But what's going to happen? He was impeached by the House. What happened from that? He's still there. That's a problem.
Yep.
So they're bringing us to the point where there's not a solution other than to submit to the chains and slavery and say goodbye to the republic or fight for it. And so we're willing to fight for it peacefully if we can. They're making it so there's not very many options for that. Anyway, I thought that bears repeating.
Yep. Well, and there's definitely ways to get them out. And, it's what we keep hammering, so that everybody has a full-blown, full comprehensive idea of what it is in the law that will allow all of them to be kicked out and prosecuted for that matter. And it's Article 4, Section 4.
Right.
There's just that, that is the single most powerful law in the Constitution for this era.
Well, we can obviously tell what the sentiment is of Americans across the country. They're fed up.
That's right.
And, you know, it's amazing. We were listening to Trump give one of his campaign presentations, a video, and he's saying a vote for Biden is a vote for, you know, destroying America. Vote for Trump. I'm like, nobody's voting for Biden.
Nobody ever voted for Biden except for like four people.
Well, Trump blew him away.
Yep.
If the elections hadn't have been stolen and the true numbers were reflected, it would have been a landslide.
Right.
Now, even more so, he has eroded any support that he's had, the support that he had among the minorities or any, you know, any of his normal base. Democrats are, they're fed up with what's going on.
Right.
And so, you know, you're always going to have the never Trumpers and you're always going to have the always Marxism people. But by and large, Americans across this country, Trump's going to outdo himself from 2020.
Right.
If we could just hope that enough headway has been made that this election won't get stolen. But anyway, you know, this would be a good time for us to get into the word of the day. We want to be definitely well grounded right now. Israel is on the edge of war, and the world is on the edge of war.
That's right,
right now.
Yep.
And boy, it is just an amazing time to be alive and to watch scripture unfolding, prophecy unfolding. God's got a plan for Israel.
Right.
And woe to any of those who are going to come up against them. So anyway, what do we have for today's word of the day?
Well, what we have is so fascinating. You know, this journey with the Lord has just been just spectacular. I've just got to say, you know, all these random turnings that happen on a daily basis that are always relevant to what we're talking about. And yesterday we covered John chapter 20, where Mary gets to the tomb and Peter and John are there, and then they leave, and then Mary looks in and she sees the two angels, and then Jesus is there to comfort her. And so, you know, and of course this is all coming up towards Passover, which is all about that. That's what Passover is all about.
The Feast of First Fruits, the real resurrection day is coming up. Yeah. Like right after Passover.
That's right. And in fact, you're supposed to start, getting all of the leavened bread out of your house right now,
right?
For the 7 days leading up to Passover on the 23rd,
yeah,
right? Because the Feast of Unleavened Bread is symbolic as to getting all of the sin out of your life and preparing for Passover.
That's right.
And so you know, that whole thing is very cool. Well, so again, the random turning for today comes to us from Luke chapter 24, verses 23 through 35. Now, this is astonishing, and it was astonishing for me to look down and see what it was. And and so when I read what it was, it's about the same exact thing we covered yesterday in a different chapter in the Bible, in a different book, right, in the Bible.
Right.
But it's the same exact topic. And it's, you know, again, leading up to Passover. So this is the Lord pointing out, I want special emphasis on this Passover. I mean, we've already been given the most amazing lead up to the 23rd being Passover.
Yes, we did. That was an amazing show.
We should dig that back up
so that we can link.
That was a week's worth of coverage, so we could explain it all to everybody.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Jesus is pointing out, this is a big deal this year.
Right.
April 23rd is a big deal this year, and I want you all to know it. And so then the fact that we're here yesterday reading about leading up to the Passover and his resurrection and visiting Mary, and again, the same exact scripture in a different book. And so when I told you, I said, wow, that's remarkable. And then I went to show you which Bible I looked it up in to show you that, you know, verse 23 started at the top, right at the top of the page.
Right.
So that, you know, I could just show you. And I grabbed the Bible again, and it was closed, and I grabbed right to the page that it was on again.
Yes.
And I went, I looked, I was expecting to have to thumb through and find that page.
Right.
I looked at it, it was on the page. There was no marker in that book. There had never been a marker in that
right
book
back to
on
it.
That page. Went right back to the page.
And this is a random turning.
This is random.
Yeah.
Okay, and
the same account, just in a different book.
My jaw just dropped, and I went, that's impossible. That is absolutely impossible.
Yeah, do we have any statisticians out there in the audience?
Exactly.
Try to figure that one out.
How many pages are in the Bible, right?
And this is not a worn out page that's been like open and sitting there. There's not.
I never use that Bible. That one's it's a little King James version. It's so tiny you can hardly read the print.
Right.
And it's just cute and little and a little leather bound thing. And so I like to use it because unlike my main Bible, it has all of its pages.
Right.
half of it's not falling out. And so, that's remarkable. And so let's get to it. That it's so glorious and a wonderful delivery from the Lord. So verse 23, Luke 24, verse 23 starts, when they did not find his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. And certain of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. Then he said to them, O foolish ones and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Then they drew near to the village where they were going, and he indicated that he would have gone farther. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to stay with them. Now it came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, that he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished from their sight. And they said to one another, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road and while he opened the scriptures to us? So they rose up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together, saying, The Lord is risen indeed and has appeared to Simon. And they told about the things that had happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of bread. And that's it.
Wow.
How cool is that?
That is really cool.
It is.
Because yesterday, this wasn't...
You mentioned that very thing.
Right.
About the road to Emmaus, the conversation that they're having afterward. You said that yesterday.
That's what I was saying, that, you know, in the book of John, if you continue reading that account, it's a pretty cool story. Well, here we are in Luke. Now, reading that the next day,
yep.
Total, another random turning twice.
Yep.
Two times we had this particular scripture for today you went to.
Yep.
Unbelievable. I mean, yeah, that's...
That's the Lord. That is the Lord's signature all over the place.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt about it.
Well, and so it's just very cool. Here he wanted us to share this other aspect of the same story.
Right.
You know, because here in verse 23, he was, you know, reminding us that, you know, when they did not find his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of the angels who said he was alive. And certain of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. And so here, you know, reiterating just that small little bit, to pick up where that story left off and going into the description of the road to Emmaus account.
Right.
How awesome. And so this is all about Passover, everybody.
Yeah.
This is absolutely amazing.
Actually more to the feast of first fruits.
Right.
The resurrection.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. But
exactly.
But it comes on the heels of Passover, which is coming up.
It's and all tied together.
Yeah, from our repentance event, the week-long event, that's where we were pointing out that the Lord was showing 23 was everywhere, the 23rd, 23rd, 23. And so we thought, well, let's just look at the calendar, and so we can mark it and pay attention to when Passover is this year, and it was on the 23rd.
Well, yeah, and you had just gone and looked at the clock, and you go, oh my gosh, it's 10:23.
Yes. Yeah, it was like 23 was everywhere. Yeah. And then finally,
And adding up those numbers throughout all these different scriptures, adding up the numbers, getting to the page numbers, leading us, you know,
yes.
That was one of the most miraculous things I've ever been involved in.
I know. Yeah. Me too.
Yep. Yeah.
It's pretty cool. So we'll get that scripture out there to the listeners one more
time.
That
again was Luke chapter 24, verses 23 through 35. And praise God for that cool delivery.
Absolutely. Wow. That is just awesome. Okay. Well, let's go ahead and take a break then, folks. We will be back with segment two of the morning commute right after these messages. So stick around. Got a couple audio clips for you on the other side too. This is the voice of the American Redoubt.
A constitutional republic, not a democracy. The ideal of a democracy is universal equality. The ideal of a constitutional republic is individual liberty. A democracy always degenerates into dictatorship, which promises government-guaranteed equality and security, but it delivers nothing but poverty and serfdom for the people it robs and rules. America was founded as a constitutional republic, to safeguard the liberties of the people against the tyranny of democracy or of one-man dictatorship. In this century, great strides have been made toward the goal of subverting our republic into a democracy. The foremost tactic of the subverters is subversion of language. By calling America a democracy until people thoughtlessly accept and use the term, the totalitarians have obscured the real meaning of our principles of government.
This is the final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media, and we will liberate America from these villains once and for all.
All right, welcome back, Patriots, to segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Thank you all for joining us. Thank you all for supporting us and holding us up in prayer and your financial support. We are listener supported, so just $5 or $10 a month, $25 a month, anything that won't set you back but will help us, it all adds up, and we are greatly appreciative of that. And we definitely need your help. You can go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com and click on the Donate to RFR tab and find the different ways that you can help support us. Well, Lady Liberty, segment two. Real quickly, you know, I'm sure you saw this, but we've got Palestinian supporters, Hamas terrorist supporters. In America, here is another one. Pro-Palestinian protesters in New York City yelling, "Death to America!" And the USA should burn. And this is what Amir Sarfati adds. Trust me, these won't only stay words. Expect terror attacks next.
Well, exactly.
Absolutely. Yep. This is the logical sequence of this. And of course, you know, they're going to defend their right to speak out. They've got their First Amendment rights, and we're going to defend that. You don't have a right. You don't have a constitutional right to destroy the Constitution.
No, exactly.
You don't.
Yep.
Or to destroy America. In fact, calling for the destruction of America is, well, it's a violation of the Constitution. If you say any form of governance besides a republic is illegal,
right? Yep.
So Sharia law, terrorism to overthrow the republic, all of that is not protected.
Right.
And they need to be rounded up instead of sending the FBI to, you know, moms' houses who showed up at a school board meeting.
Right, exactly. See, that's
completely. Well, it's a coup.
It is a coup. And unless people are going to get smart and start responding like they should be under a coup, which is a very forceful action demanding the law be upheld, and if not, being aggressive to the point of forcing it.
Yeah.
You have to force the law be upheld, and there's smart ways to do that. I've got my own plan for when I get to Congress in how to go after these criminals and actually get something done about it.
Yeah.
I've got a full strategy laid out, and because it can be done, and it will be done under the right direction and the right offensive action.
Sure has to be.
And so,
be.
This that's only one of the issues. You know, of course we've got to be concerned about all of the Islamists, but holy cow, we've also got this other issue going on with China right now. Of course, where from Law Enforcement Today, they have an article here that describes that Beijing's power play is now looking at sanctions against U.S. defense firms.
Yes.
Deepen rift in the Taiwan Strait standoff. And what they're doing is, it says here that recently tensions between the U.S. and China have become increasingly pronounced, often centered around the issue of Taiwan. Yeah. So what Beijing is doing is it's freezing the assets of General Atomics Aeronautical Systems and General Dynamics Land Systems held within China. It also bars the company's management from entering the country. And that's a significant flashpoint in this ongoing saga, as in January 2024, when China announced rare sanctions against two U.S. defense companies for their alleged support of arms sales to Taiwan.
Right.
And so, you know, they're starting to figure out that they can sanction American companies and prevent them from doing business in China. And, you know, here we've got in Congress Representative Mark Green saying the CCP continues to carry out multifaceted covert espionage influence missions against the U.S. and Beijing has shown that if we give an inch, they will take a mile. And Mr. Secretary, you have given them all 1,951 miles of our southern border. And Marjorie Taylor Greene chimed in with another statement saying, the 7,000% increase of single adult Chinese nationals apprehended at our border should be what Congress is working on stopping this week, not funding foreign wars. And Schumer must hold the impeachment trial in the Senate of Secretary Mayorkas, who is chiefly responsible for all of these CCP invaders coming across our border.
Yep, which is part of the plan.
Yep.
So nothing's going to happen.
Right.
I mean, saying what Schumer must do is basically saying exactly what he won't do.
Right.
And that's where we're at right now. So.
Yep, exactly. Man. Well, and so, you know, that put together with the election interference happening to Trump, and then also, what we've got here is election fraud happening through the course of giving voting rights to all of these illegal invaders.
Yes.
And in Wisconsin, it was just stated that the illegal invaders don't have to have ID. They can go and get their voting cards without proper identification at all. All they have to do is basically go to some department in Wisconsin and go ahead and get their voting card. And so listen to this. It says
everybody
here,
facilitating that are traitors.
Yes, they are.
They need to also.
It's all treasonous.
Go to the gallows.
That's treasonous. Because here, another statement saying that flyers are being distributed at NGO in Mexico encouraging illegals to vote for President Biden. It says the flyer reads, reminder to vote for President Biden when you are in the United States. We need another 4 years of his term to stay open. That's Mexico. Mexico telling people to get here as fast as they can and vote for Biden. So we have this clip where they're describing how the Georgia election was counted three times in 2020, and each time they got a different result. Listen to this clip from this this election panel discussion that we have here.
This hiring happened. I don't know who recommended it. It'd be interesting to see And I think there's going to be a lot of pushback. And I think if President Trump sees someone working for Jeb Bush, someone friends with Mark Elias, someone who gloats about, oh, Georgia was counted three times. Well, yes, it was counted three times. They got a different result all three times. And you better believe President Trump is very well acquainted with how fraudulent the Georgia election was.
And now we know that there weren't even ballot images for votes, thousands of them that were included in that count. And
yep. That's what Trump was saying. Why were they counted three times? Because of the fraud.
Exactly.
And they came up different each time.
Well, and not only that, but as we have described multiple times on this show, that Ryan Germany, an attorney, a Georgia attorney, has Georgia's voting machine passcodes, which he passed off in that 2020 election
right
to the Carter Center in Beijing. And when Beijing altered the count, it came back 104,000 short in favor of the Democrat senator,
right,
which then gave the Senate majority.
Yes.
That was exactly what tipped the Senate, was the Georgia vote that was altered by Beijing through the Carter Center.
Yep. Yep.
This is what we're facing here. This is documented. These are documented statements here. And this what we just listened to, that clip, that was the panel discussion about the election fraud at the Republican National Committee. It says here that if you think Georgia was legit in 2020, you have no business being at the RNC, let alone the General Counsel for Elections.
Not the truth.
Yep. And so that's basically saying, Republicans, if you're not on board, if you're not up to speed with this election fraud, and
bow out. The amount of it.
Yep, exactly. You need to just duck out and let the people that are well informed get in your spot.
Get down the road.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay, so what's the second clip? We've got Trump here.
Yeah. Yep. We've got another Trump clip that he is describing that anybody that is, thinking of voting for Biden, you probably ought not be doing that right about now.
Right.
And he's got several great things to say. Go ahead and listen to what he had to say here.
All right.
Gone up by double and triple and quadruple, and you can never get that back, but we're going to get it way down, I promise you. And we're going to bring your energy so low, we're going to bring your energy prices so low that other things will follow. And that's what happened. It's very simple. Instead of trying to have corrupt prosecutors fight his battles, what he's doing, he's incompetent. And what he's doing, and it's not, I don't believe it's even him. I think it's the people that want to keep their jobs around him. They're communists. They want to keep the job because I don't think he has any clue. So listen. What we have a little look at this one. That's for him. It's slight. I call it slight. See the podium? I'm calling on Crooked Joe Biden to debate anytime, anywhere, any place. Right there.
Oh, yeah. debate Biden. That's one thing that the Democrat communists will never allow to happen.
Right.
That would be disastrous.
Yeah.
I mean, all they would have then is the illegal invaders' votes.
Well,
they wouldn't
exactly
have any of the American people's votes.
Yep.
So,
well, and in another clip, Marjorie Taylor Greene said to Mayorkas, the open border is the number one issue across America in poll after poll, and that is exactly why this committee impeached you. They're telling illegal aliens, non-citizens, to come and vote for Joe Biden. That's your boss. This is a corruption at the deepest level. It's a matter of fact, I would call it as a treason. It's treasonous because these people have declared war on our citizens by raping our women, our children, and murdering people like Lake and Riley.
Yep. That's right.
And so here we have this. This is, boy, that's quite a thing. And we knew it. We said that earlier last year, that if they let those illegal invaders vote, that is going to be catastrophic on the election, because trying to prove who's who.
That's the plan. That's the plan all along.
Yep.
There is not even a plan to prove who's who.
Right, exactly.
They're just letting them register without knowing who's who.
Right.
It's just come one, come all, everybody vote Biden.
Yeah, if you've got a warm body and you can walk up and vote, we'll give you a voting card. You don't even have to prove who you are.
It's not looking like there's a way out of this without a fight.
Nope.
And I hate to say it. I hate to see it. But we're going to do all that we can to exhaust all peaceful methods of restoring the republic.
That's right.
And not even defending the republic. We have to restore the republic because we're not functioning as a republic now.
No, exactly.
It's gone. Now we have to restore it.
We've got to go back to one nation under God and one nation under the Constitution. And
that's right.
So, you know, there's one thing that is... You know, I can't really place any faith in this solution at all, considering who it is. But Trader Johnson announced yesterday a plan to introduce legislation requiring all people to prove they're an American citizen when registering to vote. Well, so I don't know what you even think about that. I don't know what to think about that because that man is traitorous upside down every way around.
Oh, he'll propose it because it makes him look good, and then he's going to vote against it.
Yeah, exactly. He'd probably throw it out himself.
Yeah, right. But find a way to block it.
That would be a smart thing to pass quickly. And
like 2 years ago. Many things should have been done. You know, here's the thing: he's putting a Band-Aid on a trauma patient. We're stop the bleeding, seal the border. And he had a chance to do that, and he didn't. He chose to fund the Ukraine. He chose to fund Ukraine. He chose to fund the FBI with a brand new building and didn't lift one finger to stop the bleeding.
That's right.
So
nothing.
Yeah. No faith in that man whatsoever.
Yep. Me either.
At all. Well, we're out of time, but you guys, you have a blessed day out there. Be safe. Keep the Republic in your prayers. Keep Israel in your prayers. And join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Pacific time right here.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wiffle Bout Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.